And a timeout. Coach Henderson's going to keep a short timeout. It's like being at a Lobo game.
Hey, it was just a great championship game. We're going back and forth, making free throws, battling, just leaving it all out here on the court, and that's what it's all about.
40.3 on the clock, 53-52, and Shiprock can stretch it to three right here with 40.3 on the clock in the game.
Yeah, if she can make both of these, it really puts some pressure on Portales. You know, I don't know if they start thinking two for ones, you know, stuff of that manner. Here's a big thing. Shiprock has the jump ball. So if there's anything in that area, they will get the possession.
10 team fouls for Shiprock. Portales is shooting the double bonus. Shiprock is shooting 1-1. The freshman, Tanisha Begay, on the line for the Lady Chieftains.
Yeah, had ice in her veins. Hit the big three just about 10 seconds ago.
Begay's going to step up. Begay's going to the line. She'll line up the first shot. It's up and it's in. Oh, my gosh. My heart stopped. It took a big high back of the rim bounce and then dropped in.
Yeah, she's played big here. She got the three, got the steal. Now she's hopefully going to get the second.
54-52. Second shot is up and it's in. It's 55-52. Chieftains. I have a three-point lead. Portales is going to get up the court. Portales trying to get up the sideline. They got a trap going on. They're down to 30 seconds. The ball's almost stolen. Buxith gives it out to Armijo. They're going to try to get a three-point play. Shot is up. It's a layup. It's up, and it's good. Count it. 20 seconds to go. Shiprock's going to walk it down the court. They're going to have to foul. 18 seconds, and they do. They foul Henderson. 55-54 with 16 seconds to go.
You know, she's a great free throw shooter. And, you know, special moment for her dad. He's probably seen her shoot thousands of free throws.
Well, it looks like they're going to try to draw a three-point play on this end on Portales' side. And it was a great no call there in the paint. And
that's the way you like to see it. Let the officials kind of stay out of the game. Let the players play the game.
On the line is Taylor Henderson. Henderson, a chance to stretch it back to three. Her shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound Portales. They got 14, 13, 12, 11. And now going down the court, taking it to the hoop, forces the shot. It's no good. Rebound, no good. Tipped around. Nope, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul. With 5 seconds to go, they call a foul on Blakey. Or check that. They're going to send Blakey to the line.
That's another situation where it's just a bad shot, but the size got the offensive rebound.
5.7 on the clock.
And I think they may be looking at the time here, possibly.
Well, if they're using the whistles, the time should have stopped. I mean, if the whistle blew, they use these special whistles that stop the clock automatically. They have a little sensor on them.
I don't think that's the ones they have, because sometimes they have like a little deal on their belt or something, I think.
Well, they're trying to make sure. Yeah. Yep, they put 6.8 on the clock. So even if she makes two, I would see Henderson calling a timeout maybe. Yeah. Well, Blakey's on the line. The pressure's on. Shiprock is up 55-54. Blakey's going to try to sink the front end, and she makes it. It's tied.
And he may not call a timeout, because if you call a timeout,
he's calling a timeout right now.
Well, that's good there.
Full timeout. We'll keep it right here. Tied at 55, 6.8 seconds on the clock. I'll tell you what, they're getting their money's worth here this game, as the fans are packed in here. It's almost a full house.
Yeah, it's been a great game, you know, battling two teams that are pretty even. And Portales has the size. They've gone to their strength, which is inside. Shiprock has their strength, which is pressing and hitting the three ball.
Well, they've got plenty of time. They got enough time to get a playoff. Even if she makes it and they take a one-point lead, they got enough time to get a playoff. They don't need a three.
No, they need to go to the basket and try to get something there. But they got to be ready for the press, because if she makes it, I guarantee you, Portales is going to be up pressing them, trying to make them use that clock.
Wow, I'm taking a deep breath here. It's 55-55, Shiprock Portales.
But you practice these every day. You know, you take a little time every day and work on these time and score situations, and that's what this is preparing you for.
Cambry Blakey on the line for Portales. 6.8 seconds left in the game. She has a chance to take the lead for Portales right here. Pressure's on. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Shiprock with the ball. They're going to push it down the court. They get it down to Henderson. Henderson is going to take a three-pointer. It's no good, and we're going to overtime. Wow. Overtime. We'll take you back to the studio for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Vertical Sports Game of the Week.
You're listening to the Vertical Sports Game of the Week.
Thanks to Linda Walker of the